Yo, crews are jealous cause we get props. The cops wanna stop our fun, but the top is where we're dwelling. Swelling fat, no sleep. Our work bitten jerks get their hoes sweet under their noses. This bros quit to hit blunts and flip once. I'm chilling cause my crew's close, kid.
I'm posted, most kids accept this as cool. I exit cause I'm an exception to the rule. I'm stepping to the cool spots where crews flock this narrative. Or see where the shit that's flambe, plan B, not as popping. So I got tins of endo and go to the open basement. My ace spin, fattening up tracks. Time to get prolific with the wisdom.
Greenbacks and stacks, don't even act. Got the facts, X, we can max, pumping fat tracks. Exchange of facts about impacts, cause in facts, my freestyle talent overpowers. Brothers can't hack, get, they lack wit. We got the max shit, 93 to infinity, kill all that wax.
Ah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
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 Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 until.
This is how we chill from 93.
I be cool, school's in session, but I'm fresh. Rapping, so I take time off to never rhyme. So I'm off on my own shit with my own clip. Romany back rows with a fat slogan blunt. Folding runs, holding stunts, captain with my persona. Plus a bomb, testing. Niggas is testing my patience, but I stay fresh and
resting at the mall. Attendance on door, but I am shopping for my winter exploits. A few fits, some new kicks. I often do this cause it's the pits not being.
If you admire the extraordinary dapper rapper, keep tabs on your main squeeze before I tap.
I'm Macca, attacker with the smoothness. I do this, keep it what my crew gets. Loot, props, respect, and blunts to pass. Crews talk shit, but in my face they kiss my ass. Man, they buy clothes, but we make up new ones. If you really don't, why ain't you signed yet? But I get my loot from Jive Zomba. I'm a bomb, yeah. You will see from now to infinity.
We chill to from 93.2. That is the Souls of Mischief, an incredibly mischievous group they've got going on. I kind of feel like if I were in the Souls of Mischief, I might have just stopped producing hip hop after that. But they kept going, and they have some incredible other tracks. Man, I keep on. I got this plan. I have this master plan of where I'm going to go with this radio show, and then these other inspirational moments keep on hitting me. Somehow, just thinking of that made me recollect this song by Madison McFerrin. So I think it's really cool when artists' progeny continue to create music, whether it's in their image or not. The idea that music is something that's hereditary is it's kind of a cool idea. So just until we get the next visitors into Curtis Hall, I'm going to go ahead and play one by Mrs. Madison McFerrin.
You didn't want it before, so why are you here waiting? I don't understand why you think I am contemplating on ways for you to love again. Everything that you're missing, saying a premonition, got you a change in your mind. Boy, stop your reminiscing, cause I won't play the fool again. Every day you're gone, every day I move on, cause it is plain to see that you weren't meant for me, cause I looks like you didn't think of everything before letting me out of sight. Cause now you're like, can I come around? Say you're missing the sound of my everyday. You can stay awake cause I ain't got the time to lose on you.
Quando l'amore ti chiama, seguilo, anche attraverso le sue tante vie faticose e ripide. E quando le sue ali ti avvolgono, abbandonati, non importa se la spada è nascosta tra le sue.
As it turns out, there are multiple songs called Khalil Gibran, so forgive that little interlude by Arnoldo Foa. Here is the intentional Khalil Gibran.
Credi in lui.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one, in which Doris gets her oats.
any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
On behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Before me like a million eyes, they call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo day. of life are ringing through my opened ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance. yesterday, we'll see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
see you standing on a stairway, waiting for your bear there. Handy on the landing, penny in my pocket, high enough to hold you. When I come back home to you tomorrow, you may well be angry. I'll for sure be hungry. Meet me in the middle, make it melt like chocolate. Be my little baby, yeah. I'll take you down by the water some December morning. Take you from your family, leave them to their longing. Take you by your hand somewhere on the sand. Oh, Caroline, I love you, though I'm late to say so. Hesitate to tell you what will be your answer some December morning, standing on the stairway. Caroline, I see you.
Ringtail Tom, no matter how hard they try. Better watch your ringtail, Tom, he's bald. shoes. Lord knows I got them hesitation blues. Tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get you now? Baby, must I hesitate? Can I get you now? Mama, must I hesitate?
Thank you. can't touch them with my hand, but I feel them in a rainstorm or the desert's burning sand, 'cause they always seem to find me when I'm unaware, sneaking up behind me when I'm in my easy chair. Bad news, bad news, I say hello to the blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged to have with us a man known all over the world as the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
How are you, Jesus?
Fine, thanks, and let me say it's great to be back.
Can you tell us after all this time why you came back?
Mostly nostalgia.
Well, could you tell us, Jesus, a little bit about the first time you were here?
Well, there's not much to tell. I think everybody knows the story by now. I was born on Christmas.
Yes.
You know? And actually, that always bothered me because that way I only got one present.
Hmm.
You know, if I was born a couple of months earlier, I would have had two presents. But look, I'm not complaining. It's only material.
Were you really born in a stable?
Nah, I was born in a hospital, Bethlehem Jewish Hospital, but the hospital was located in a stable. That's how the story got started.
And is it true that there was no room at the inn?
Oh, no, they had room. It's just that we didn't have reservations. My father, Joseph, God bless him, he was a simple man. He didn't travel much. He forgot to make reservations.
There's a story that there were three wise men.
Well, it were three kings who showed up. I don't know how wise they were. They didn't look wise. They said they followed a star. That don't sound wise to me.
Didn't they bring gifts?
Yes, gold, frankincense, and I believe myrrh, which I never did find out what that was. You don't happen to know what myrrh is for, do you?
I believe it's a reddish-brown bitter gum resin.
Oh, great. Great, just what I need, a gum resin. What am I going to do with a gum resin? I'd rather have the money. That way I can go out, I could buy something I need. You know, something I wouldn't normally buy for myself.
What would that be?
Well, I don't know, a bathing suit. I never had a bathing suit. Maybe a Devo hat. A bicycle. I really could have used a bicycle. You realize all the walking I did? Mm. I must have crossed Canaan 6-8 times, up and down, north and south, walking and talking, doing miracles, telling stories.
Tell us about the miracles. How many miracles did you perform?
A total of 107 miracles, not counting the loaves and the fishes.
Why don't you count the loaves and the fishes?
Well, technically, that one wasn't a miracle.
It wasn't?
No, it turns out a lot of people were putting them back. Didn't like them. Actually, not all those miracles were pure miracles anyway.
What do you mean? What were they if they weren't miracles?
Well, some of them were parlor tricks, optical illusions, mass hypnosis, we had hallucinations, even acupressure. That was how I cured most of the blind guys, acupressure.
So, not all of the New Testament is true?
No, some of that gospel stuff never happened at all. It was just made up. Luke and Mark used a lot of drugs. See, Luke was a physician and he had access to drugs. Matthew and John were okay, but Luke and Mark would write anything.
What about raising Lazarus from the dead?
First of all, he wasn't dead. He was hungover. I've told people
that. But in the Bible, you said he was dead.
I said he looked dead. I said, hey, he looks dead. You see, Lazarus was a very heavy sleeper. Plus, the day before, we had been to a wedding feast, and he had put away a lot of wine.
Ah, was that the wedding feast of Cana, where you changed the water into wine?
I don't know. We went to an awful lot of wedding feasts in those days.
But did you really ever turn water into wine?
Not that I know of. One time I did turn apple juice into milk, but I really don't recall the water and wine thing.
All right. Speaking of water, let me ask you about another miracle. What about walking on the water? I mean, did that really happen?
Oh, yeah, that was one that really happened. You see, the problem was I could do it. The other guys couldn't do it. Mm. They were jealous. Peter got mad at me, so he got these special shoes made. Special big shoes. If you start out walking real fast, you can float on the water for a while. Then, of course, after a few yards, la-la-la-looms, he goes right down into the water. He sinks like a rock. That's why I call him Peter. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church.
Well, that brings up the apostles.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the apostles?
Well, they were a good bunch of guys, you know. They smelled a little like bait, but, oh, they was a good bunch of guys. 13 of them we had.
13? The Bible says there were only 12.
Well, that was according to St. Luke. And I told you about Luke. Actually, we had 13 apostles. We had Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, that's a different James, Thaddeus. Let's see, how many is that now?
That's 10.
Okay, Simon, Judas, and Red.
Red?
Yeah, we call him Red the Apostle.
Red the Apostle?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't appear in the Bible.
Nah, he kept pretty much to himself. He never came to any of the miracles. He was a little strange. He thought the Red Sea was named after him.
What about Judas?
Hey, don't get me started on Judas.
Okay, well, what about the other apostles? Say, for instance, Thomas. Was he really a doubter?
This guy, Thomas, you couldn't tell him nothing, you know? He's always asking me for my ID. Soon as I see him, got any ID? To this day, he doesn't believe I'm God.
Are you God?
Well, partly. You know that. I'm a member of the Trinity.
Yes, in fact, you've written a book about the Trinity, haven't you?
That's right. It's called Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, it's nothing more than a thinly veiled attack on the Holy Ghost.
Listen, it's not an attack. You want to know what it is? I don't get along with the Holy Ghost, all right? So I leave him alone. That's it. What he does is his business.
Well, why? What's the reason?
Well, first of all, you never know who he's going to be.